What up, people? Welcome back to another episode of Olumide is a Good Podcast. I be make I just try drum for Yoruba. I go drum for Yoruba now. Now, as me, I enter with Yoruba flow. The intro for this episode is going to be in Yoruba, and I'm coming in this way. Ekabo si ori eto yin eto wa Olumide is a Good Podcast. Explain.
O ti ye yin ekabo e pada wa. O ti ye yin now is your boy. See, leave the Europe. See, I don't even know what I want to say now, but you know the intro is always here and there. It's never too certain, but you know we're happy to be back and we're glad you are listening. Keep it down, keep it log. Mama pe fi we the Yoruba yen, but you get me.
As they be the most consistent podcast now in the universe now.
There's nothing like inconsistent, but we won't take that tag of consistent yet. You know, it's just four episodes back to back.
That's where it is now this season. So Olumide, how's it been now? Waiting day.
Waiting day. Exam fair. You see, last week we said something and we said we started exams, that we could make the sacrifice and record an episode for your enjoyment, entertainment, so people should rate us. What I mean, play favorite us. And you see, we are back with another classic episode. You know, when we drop, it's like a J. Cole song, everything platinum, stop playing. You know how we do, you know what? Tell them, boy.
Well, Omo, this week has been like a lot of ups and downs. Like, it's even more of downs. They've got exam back to back, and as it don't be like this, you go yourself pause because you don't be like the boy already.
oh god, you see that down here, go on. But make we no lie, sha. At least for me, make I no lie yet, because you know, say next week's today, the exams we are done do still, it's still on a day on a soft level. But you see that next week, if I let us tell you now.
But Olumide, why you going to do me like this? Every time I ask you about the exams, all this, why they always tell me, say, just the. You gotta tell me now and say, you don't point
out. No, calm down. You know, say, I be one of those students, they be say, when I gain admission, enter school. Me, wa first class. I never for once thought of, Olumide Akinwale, we graduate to be a first class.
But we almost pay any to ba more, we lose more way. So, in terms of book now, the stream fan book, I'm waiting for the
you know, fake it till you make it, you know.
oh, I swear, that's crazy.
But reason this thing, you know, if you know stream fan book, school go do you hard. Wait till you won't go tell Mr. Akinwale for how, say all the money we don't spend, say no, God forbid.
When they go catch your papa now, how you won't go tell Mr. Akinwale for how, say they don't catch.
Yeah, wait, the way me at the stream fan book, no be by, you know that method. No be by that method. The way the stream fan book be say, no ma, you go read. The capability they say, God give you brain, say you go remember one or two.
Oh, I be reading now your plan B. Your plan A, your pocket.
No. I know they do that way. The way me at the stream farm now. Question one B. If I cause this electric, they come, I'll come to like that, they write something meaningful. Me, they'll be like, say, you know, you gotta fake it.
Now, the day where you go sit down for spirit cuckoo back, now that day you go do say, Atato Iyodo. You go fight us, you don't go sit there.
Oh, so. You don't happen before. You don't happen. No be today. Don't share any last. See, you like no open book for me. I will still find a way of asking another nigga if I don't know the answer. Like, bro, question one be. See, if you no talk throughout the semester, I'll say we did 300 level. I never follow you word. But for exam all, I will be equals. Nothing where you want tell me.
If you don't show me, my going viral, I begin Yahweh.
No. Like I said, I don't want to waste my father's effort, so I will not resort to violence.
Two semesters is small now. You don't use 3 years for this particular level. So if you can collect another one semester,
Yahweh.
It doesn't affect your GP now. Just a chill around school, like 600 level. You know too much now.
Show my age, Bisha. My age.
I don't suppose I'm Arisha. Well, on this episode now, we'll be talking about what was the topic you gave for today?
Stream farming. One of our musicians in Jaguar Dubai. Wasn't she stream farming?
What is she CSP 210? One thing, yeah. What is it? What is wrong with me, Agbado?
Bro, that's crazy. For those niggas who don't get the reference, but P210 is a course in our school, like a mandatory course, kind of.
Everybody in 200
levels. Not everybody, because there are some departments that
just,
don't.
How many of them?
In short, it's everybody at the end of
everybody's
the day.
Doing
so the basics of the course is a non-exam course, by the way. It's more of a physical activity course. And the course is relating to farming, whereby every student is required.
In fact, it is farming.
Every student is required to go and farm corn, maize, or whatever that thing is called. You feel me? Farm maize. Is it farm maize? I don't even know English again. Plant maize.
You actually start from land use. How you make land use? You clear bush. At the beginning of the semester, you go declare bush up and down, you go everywhere inside school. They will allocate portion for you, say make you declare. After that one, they will come tell you, say, okay, they don't get their mizu. They are come plant for us.
Bro, when we reason this thing deep, this matter long, but na manual labor, but we no get choice, now why we they do it? When I leave school and you let Olumide as senator, I'll make sure that one of my bulletin points to gain the vet of my fellow students is for them not to be involved in manual labor, because that thing is a high effort, low reward, in fact no reward, because you are not even eating
chill. But come to think of it now, do you think the course is not necessary? Because if person sit down analyze them, have you ever done something related to that before?
Do you know how to plant the maize?
Chill.
Do you know how to use land?
Yeah, to answer that question, whether it is necessary or not, I'm sitting on the fence. For the people offering the course, because it is their course, it is what you are offering, so to speak. So I cannot speak for you and say it is unnecessary. But bro, I'm doing something very far from it. And in the process of me doing it, let's be honest, it's not like I'm learning anything. I'm just doing it to help my GP. If no points was attached
But it's actually, wait till you study again.
Allow it, but
may I go clear you something now? You talk say you know they necessary and all, but you know as a geophysicist that you are, as a geophysicist that you are, if you go field now say you won't go do anything, you know say if they tell you say field no be also, they go carry you go where you say you say go need clear bush before you start your work. So what do you think about what they don't teach you from your CSP? So is it useful for your field now?
Far about it. So you mean as a geophysicist that we are? It's not only me. We are Daru. Now, allow it, yeah? So when I clear the field, when I go to field to work and do some other, you get me, geophysics, English unity for you, fuck! Whatever I go and do on the field, it does not require farming. Modele pe and don't go yaro cover me clear kini yo to batin leju to
yo oh ni don't go yaro where they carry me go like this olu bida
no
wahala
no they no be there ni okay
don't go yaro
okay I apologize.
Just say laborers, because your don't go yaro now is actually
I've been talking laborers now. May they come say why you they subject them the you they say you they look down on them, so I don't know the right word. That's why I'm calling them the colloquial say tabari wolo is creed to tie in don't go yaro we.
So back to the our topic for today, the stream farming shit. Now there has been a lot of controversies on that in the Nigerian music scene.
Wait a little bit, I feel before we start we need to just give people a preamble of what stream farming is, don't you think so?
Okay, but stream farming to my own understanding is like illegal way of streaming and illegal way of getting royalties from making money from that kind of shit now, because those things are not organic. They are something. They are something. The streams are something you paid for. The numbers you are getting, you are actually paying to get the numbers you are getting. It is not by your fan or anybody. It's by you buying the stream, and it's an illegal way of streaming, and illegal way of getting royalties, of making money off it.
To be honest, I see stream farming in two ways. The first way, where you might consider it illegal, but in the terms of it's not your fans that are playing it. It might be quote unquote your fan, you know, it's an automated shit. That's how I see stream farming. It's an automated shit. So it's like having a bot and telling a bot to do something for you. If the bot is doing your thing for you, you can say only fans now.
But I think 2020 or thereabouts, this bot thing, there's this Spotify way that they use that time. So a lot of people actually made money from the bots, this thing with the stream from them. And Spotify actually run into loss as at that period of time, and coupled with the pandemic and the shit that happened then. Now later they come, they know okay, maybe our defense not strong enough and all. So everything they come put everything in place now to even, I think they banned those accounts. The way they notice it, now which they do be that. But at the end of the day now, because say you want to make your own better now, you spoil another person's life. So wait till they tell me now, you see. Because say kineko, you gotta spoil, you gotta smash person head because say you won't climb up. Like, does it make any sense to you?
You know,
I be you, don't go yaru.
Emi fe best streets one way le.
What are best streets one way?
No.
E o to wo ibi to o ma gbe street wo ibo mi ba o ma la 2x2 mo lori wa pada si street e
duro shocking bon pe fake it you make it ni yeah. And fake it you make it eh only that to step on people head. See, I believe in this life there's no way you can get to the top without stepping on people. Niggas are going to get vexed irrespective of how you go about your activity, either legal or illegal. It's just that cat is street farming now, people are saying it's illegal. See, on this episode of this podcast, Olumide is playing the devil's advocate. Say yes to stream farming.
Yes. But Olumide, you talk something now. You talk, see, if you want to grow, you have to step on people's head to grow and all. See, you will actually offend a lot of people. See, that offend a lot of people in that context. Then, you know, be say you step on people's head. But I feel like you are growing. You are doing something different from what your guys are doing. You guys are no longer in the same line. Why would I not just meet myself at the top? Because say I face my hustle now, like I know I don't need you for now, but you still be my guy. Anytime where I need to reach out to you, I will call you, we'll talk. But that relationship no deal like before again. Now because say I focus on my own goal. You dey get my point now. So no tell me say because say I focus on my own goal, I forget you. I don't actually forget you. You are not needed in that process anymore. Now just time. All of us meet at Bola Boy talk am now. I know if it vex for you, they the song. Even with my friend by the last word, I waited the song.
Okay.
You're not actually stepping on people's head. You are just doing what is right for yourself at that particular moment in time.
Okay. Just as a form of clarity. What I mean by stepping on people's head, I'll relate it to Bible or how people say even Jesus Christ was crucified. Jesus Christ did not step on people's head, but to them Pharisees, to them Sadducees, to them Jews who didn't believe in him, might have seen Jesus Christ as doing too much. Like, what is this man saying? No, I cannot use nigger for Jesus Christ. I'm trying to correct myself. What is this man saying? You feel me? And it's like, to them, Jesus Christ was stepping on their heads. Stepping on their heads is just figurative. It's like, there are people who are going to be pissed at your success. There are people who are going to be pissed at anything you do. There are people who are going to have something to say. I mean, that's why in the dictionary there is this word, there's a coin term for it called naysayers. People are going to talk, one man sorrow, I want to let you one man sorrow.
You cannot stop them from speaking.
So regardless of what is actually going on, people will always be people. So I feel like that stepping on someone's head or stuff like that should be dead. Move just dead that aspect. See all these Mayor of Ekiti guys now. They know they step on anybody's head before they start to chop their money. You don't get my point now.
Ali, so no, allegedly though, that's what we are seeing. No, so supposedly, that's what we are seeing.
So that's what.
But let's take this thing back. I feel like we've
diverted the topic.
So, in your own point of view, you are seeing stream farming as more of an arm to the industry, more of a tell a fairy tale story to people who are not in the industry and know how things go. More of like, this nigga is faking it, but to the people outside, is making it seem so legit or quote unquote organic. And to, let's say, an upcoming nigga on the street who is trying to make it with music, trying to get as many screams as possible for people to listen to his shit, is seeing this not so known person, even if he's a so known person, but you know, this song is not as big as it appears to be. It's gaining these streams, but kill on shelly. So to that person who is more on the grind and not at the top or at the level of this so-called person doing stream farming, he's seeing it as God when, or not even knowing that the God when is praying for someone don't use devil block him. Now so you see him, Abi.
Well, now so I actually see him. Now waiting he be that, because come more looking from this angle now. me I the work legitly, like I want to make it to the top, but you don't take your own corner, you don't reach the top. You get it, just be like social media versus you, like there are a lot of things there are a lot of things happening behind the scene where we know the scene. But at the end of the day, we where they look, I'm like, people will not actually get sense. Now then we talk, say, papaya buy this bag today, this person buy this bag today, buy this Benz today. Now later I call the year, say,
you, I just want to say, if you hear your name is for example, we don't mean you.
Now later you call the year, say, one dealer, he said car for one skit maker. The skit maker talk saying we pay the money small. You don't even know, say all these guys say they even collect these cars on installments, but they will come, they go front time, they go talk to the buy car. You get this kind of a thing now that they still they pay the money instrumental. It is not yet their own. Do you get the point now? And you go see upcoming influencer now with a few say he won't chase this person. I don't know, say person even there at the top self still they even take loan.
I like that your analogy. Give me like 2 or 3 minutes to speak on the papaya aspect of this. I want to relate it to stream farming. Now that you've brought the papaya aspect, to the best of my knowledge, papaya is an influencer. So what an influencer does or is focused on is making sure people get these goods because of how he or she portrays the good or the service. You feel me? It goes both ways. So that's how me I see stream farming now, because I said I'm playing the devil's advocate. I'm trying to speak for my nigga. See, yo bro, if you can get your guap up, get your guap up, get the stream farm, get your shit up. I ain't got none for that. You know, it's your bread, it's your shit. You feel me? Let me do the Yankee shit, but a Jack father, I see Nigeria. So talking on this influencing shit, yeah. If a song is stream farmed and it appears on the chart, let's say top 10, and you are seeing someone you don't know, a relatively new person on the top 10, bro, let's be honest, we are human beings, and the way our brain is wired is for communism. We love to be around people, we love to socialize. So when we see this new person, like, who is this person? That tingling bulb of idea comes up and it triggers your curiosity, so to speak, and you want to listen to that person. Now it's left to you to decide whether you like the song or not. But seeing it at that, not basically a pole position, but a pivotal position, like an important position on the chart, 1 to 10, no easy now, you feel me? And you're seeing that song on 1 to 10, whether you like it or not, yes, it's stream farmed the song, so to speak, but it has influenced your decision, it has influenced your choice, it has influenced how you use your DSP at that particular moment to want to check him or her, or check his or her catalog. So in the long run, it's a win-win, because just as social media influencers post a product or advertise a service they probably won't even patronize on a regular day, but make it seem all that it is like, bro, this is the fairy tale dreamland, la 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 type of shit. And people on the outside is like, yo, I gotta get this shit. You feel me? That's how stream farming appears. But because of, you know, now, you know, like I said, Olumide is playing devil's advocate. I want to hear Papa's view on this before I even continue. Shay, that my analogy no make sense.
Actually, see, not the way you would do it, say you don't get repercussion. Now, where may I actually confirm with that? Because to every action, there's always an equal or opposite reaction. Most I be a physics brain. So what I feel be say now, you don't say quality day music.
For sure.
Quality day music now.
For sure.
You bring your wax song now, you stream found it, you made it to 1 to 10. You know, say may remain at the top, now be the cuckoo. It's not about it going
what,
to the top.
What?
Do you get the point? It's not about it going to the top. It's about it staying at the top.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you don't stream farm. Your money where you don't pay for stream farm, you don't expire. Do you know how that thing will come out top 100? Imagine person will be saying carry song from nowhere, carry out number one. They're going to find out for top 100 in 2 weeks. Do you get my point now? So at the end of the day, you're actually not helping yourself, because you are, you know, you never start today, you don't even grow. Because you see this music shit there, it's like step by step. You have to build your fan base from the scratch. You build them from this level to this level, from this level to this level, from this level to this level. If you bounce from the ground level straight to number one, now so you go bounce back. But anything where you go from level to level, you go to drop level by level. At most, if you drop like 2 levels, but you still get 1 level, you can still get level. By the end of the day, say you bounce go number one, you come out to top 100, you don't get level anymore, and it is not actually helping. Do you get it now? It is not actually helping. Like, upcoming artists, like, I feel for these guys. There's a lot of pressure on them. They want people to hear them. Do you get my point now? And you from nowhere, you feel like you actually buy people's also. Do you get the point now? What you could always play me about all these things. They say you go see flaunt and you go see they shout, but they don't know. Say sometimes they you see one time wonder they you see now only once, now only one major song we will get till your career finish. Like many artists don't come and go like that. Oh, sabi. But the ability for you to stay and remain relevant in the music industry, see a lot of guys they be say, I know say if they do that stream farming shit, they no bore anybody where they go to hear them. I should have one. There's this Shena Coco Blaze or something where they call the guy. I've forgotten the guy's name. Like these guys are making real music. I guys save like my own boys. Anything if we stream farm, I'm no but shout out to my boy Camilo, shout out to Tanish, shout out to King Sage, shout out to Gideon, shout out to everybody, bro. Show you the one yourself name. If you carry these guys go there, they go there, but it doesn't make any sense to just lift them there without building their own fan base organically. Because it is not about now, it is about later. Everybody will be at the top forever. Do you get the point now? But when you have your organic people with you back, you know, go be like the downfall no go to show like that, because nobody now forever champion.
Yeah, I agree with you that it is not about now, it's about later. Not to be sarcastic or sadistic or make a dark joke, but you're not in that green now.
That one are dead now.
That's what I'm saying. You don't
know. That one are dead now.
Chill, that's what I'm saying. You don't know tomorrow. And the term relevancy is what you make it to be. You can be relevant, but to another man, you are a nobody. So if you feel what relevancy to you is to stream farm your music and get this amount of money, and you just know that, bro, see, if your song can enter top 20, let's even leave top 10 for now.
Now, top 100, say people they pray for. Nobody they find it.
Can imagine, hear that. People they pray for top 100. So let's say it even manage, you stream farm it to enter that top 20. Bro, you know the number of playlists, the number of editorials you can pitch to and say, like, bro, I got this shit. Whether it's legit or not, music industry is full of hyenas and tigers and lions and bears. They need their money. You pitch it good, you get your money good. So that's what me I'm about. I'm not like, like I said, I'm playing the devil's advocate shit. See, it's all about get your money up, bro. If you stream farm and your money is up, you are good. You are feeding yourself, you are feeding your family, you are feeding your loved ones. You are good, man, nigga. But just to speak on what Papa said, stream farm is creating this make believe type of world, making this thing look easy to people who don't really know how the numbers work. You are seeing a song that, in fact, you said something. I think I want to pick on that a little bit. You said a song might be whack, but let's be honest, you don't have to necessarily, it's not necessarily all whack songs that are stream farmed. Some banging tunes to also get stream farmed. So you feel me, it goes both ways. Like I've been saying, if you know your song is a banger and you know you need this particular number of listeners to hear your shit,
I know we say continue to the stream farm, you know, should go open now. And you know, go be your own alone. Now you and your guy will now the gather stream farm all over now.
Oh yeah, come
all over now. Yash go open.
I get one question before we end this episode. When the Yash open, waiting goes up. When you now no go listen. Okay. Let's say hypothetically, let's say a song like Rema's Calm Down or Stream Farm. The song is a banger still. Okay, let's say Stream Farm now. And the Yash come up and say Rema's Stream Farm, Calm Down. She it go affect Rema.
But come to come.
She go affect him back.
But calm down, Baba. Come to coming looking back in time and come to think of where Rema started from. Like now wait a minute, I don't talk. You don't build a fan base like little by little to that stage where you get calm down.
That's why I said hypothetically, I'm not saying Rema. I'm just saying because of the last sentence, you said the Ayanj go open.
Now wait till I see the talk, no matter how good see. Okay, let me wait.
I feel I'd not phrase it well. Let me phrase it well. Wait. No, how to phrase?
I won't phrase
something well. Chill. Hypothetically, Rema is this new person no one knows.
Yeah.
Let's say just got activated as Mavens we put it, and he comes up with or comes out with an introduction song, Calm Down, whether you know Rema or not, if it just got in activated today or introduced to us today, and his first single is Calm Down, is a banger still. So I'm saying hypothetically, if that song comes out today and is stream farmed, and maybe 3 years time, or 3 years is not too long, let's say 1.5 years later, someone comes up and say, oh, that song got stream farmed, will it stop you from listening to it?
Okay, may I come clear you now? Now what you see the talk? No, it's the song might be good, it might be bad. Wey dey submit me dey stream farm, but at the end of the day, bro, no be woman being the stream farm, no be woman being the streamer, no be woman being carry and go where he dey. So people wey go still get for him back, they will still be little, because it's not someone reach number one. Just be like, look at Means for instance now. I no talk say he stream farm, but I think we all got to pick number 6 or 8. I don't know.
Yeah, around that.
6 or 8. Look at someone like Means now. You can't tell. Chey won't come now. Come tell me, say Means, because he don't reach 8 or he reach 6, so your fan base don't buckle. You know, possible, bro. Nasty growth go make you reach that level. Where be say that level. Where be say you could be very relevant. No matter the situation of thing. If you did that level, see someone like Bado now. If someone like Bado is now stream farming, he just want the increase in numbers. No matter how whack the song is, people will be saying they good day, where they won't hear. Since all song like Whiskey, want the stream farm song now. Like they view this thing over years. I feel like even this stream farming thing is not even for small boys again. It's not for upcoming people.
That's what I'm saying.
It should be for, see.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying this. People are seeing stream farm for man. Illegal or illegal?
It's actually
yeah,
illegal.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You are making illegal money.
But me, I'm seeing it from the devil's advocate, businessman point.
Why are you a devil advocate?
I'm playing the capitalist here. To do something like that is not easy. It's like you are selling coke. If you know you want to sell coke, you need that low now. You already know. Okay, this thing people regard it as illegitimate. You need the guap. You get me? So for you putting guap to get more guap, I see no reason why you shouldn't do it. I'm just playing devil's advocate. It's not like you feel me. I don't see Papa's point of view.
But now, waiting you to insinuate now, be say, now right thing to do. Is that not what you're saying?
Olumide is the devil advocate. Is saying, if you got the guap, get the bag.
Don't stay at the fence.
I'm not sitting on the fence. I'm saying, if you have the bag,
tell me where you stand. Now, good or bad thing.
You know, like I said, my name is Olumide is a good. So for this character, is Olumide the devil's advocate. Do your shit. Stream farming is legit. Olumide the devil
is legit. we sabi them now. See, this stream farming shit, before it became big deal in Nigeria now, we don't sabi all these boys. Even for all these are young boys for area, say we drop song. Now from Audio Mac, we start to notice these things now. They will drop that song in no time. What 2K, what 3K. And you know this kind of person.
They even here. Made 10K streams look like pure water.
Like,
that
like no, but
Audio Mac no get security again.
Now wait till they tell you. See, bots will always be bots. Bots no go carry you go anywhere. Now just for the meantime, you just enjoy it while it lasts. There are a lot of, see, if you no good, you no good. If you work, you work. See someone like, I don't want to mention it, but Olakira, let me just put Olakira for instance now. After Maserati now, like, one song wonder, the boy going there now, we don't even know. And I don't know the number the song picked, the number the song picked out on Apple Music, but I know it actually did well after the remix. You get, like Fal said, even if you fake your death, you still feel no blue. You don't get the point now.
I get your point, Skibiwe, but you know this conversation.
Skibiwe, man.
You know this.
I don't mention no shot.
You know this your conversation, yeah? We'll pause it for now and wait till we have probably someone who has more ball knowledge on this shit. And you get me, and we'll invite the person to the podcast to speak on his own. Let's say someone in the aspect of music, PR or business exec to come and speak on it. But for now, we put you on this cliffhanger. And the question is, do you regard stream farmers good or bad?
Do you regard stream farming as good or bad thing? Sheng,
but to end this episode, I call us at least or stream farm card the corona. What's your song of the week, my brother?
Hey, your mo. Nah, exam be my song of the week. Cause definitions they ring for my own head, not in the real. Now formulas and definitions they ring
what
for my
what is
head.
Horizontal profiling?
What you know? I call out now. let the bygone be bygone.
Oh God. But me, I get song of the week. Although now today it dropped. Waiting be today's date. Today now, 14th of April, Pretty Boy Dio, Kurukuru, my brother. You get me? And that's the alarm. Olumide Akinwale, you feel me? Listen to Pretty Boy Dio. If
I think I have one. I've been listening to on repeat now. That's Godfather by Davido.
This boy Dio on that Davido. He's a real one.
Godfather by Davido.
But like we don't want to take your time on this one. 30 minutes to you. What's it on now? Abi kilo feel.
You know, say they no go back sharp with the right exam now. The guys understand. As but, they be sharp.
As a matter of money, next week no episode will drop because as that next week be, they don't need Oju Aye to tell you that no way for me or this nigga called Papi Maxi to come and record for you. So for now, you guys should listen to this episode and the previous ones and make sure to share, rate the podcast 5-star, whatever podcast listening platforms you use. What else? Subscribe, my nigga. Put someone on Olumide is a GOAT podcast. You feel me?
But then say they know see this our podcast will be wasa now. Like we've actually been getting like good remarks from our previous episode.
They know.
And you see they follow the talk. Now wait till we do on the talk all this while, like share with people, preach out the podcast to people, let them listen to our podcast. We're actually putting a lot of work to this. They gave me like actually putting a lot of work to this. To put this together is not easy, and bro, you just have to help us. Share, like on any DSP you are listening on. Just share, like, tell people about Olumide the Goat podcast.
Yeah, and I've been Papi Maxi, and you have been
Olumide the Goat.
I already know. Peace out, my nigga.